Antarctic Mysteries. Antarctica is believed to be just a hunk of the coldest ice on the planet. Even if this were true, it wasn't always that way. The thing is, we are finding out there is more to Antarctica than we know. First of all, Antarctica was not always covered by ice. So, what happened to change the place to a frigid ice-covered world? There are two theories on the subject. The first states the drop in carbon dioxide levels around 66 million years ago were responsible as global temperatures dropped. The second theory states the ocean currents were the cause because they made the Drake Passage deeper, which triggered the formation of the ice. The Drake Passage is between the southern tip of South America and Antarctica. This supposedly happened 35 million years ago. There are those who think both events caused Antarctica to freeze over. It seems before the ice there were lush forests. Beginning in 2016, scientists began to look for fossils. They came across the fossilized remains of things like trees. They felt this proved that somewhere in the dim past the forests existed. If we believe the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, then going back even 66 million years is only a drop in the bucket of time. I have felt if we could only go back far enough, we might find the remains of past civilizations far older than what we think of today as ancient. There was plenty of time for several advanced civilizations to develop on this planet and then disappear. This brings me to the point where a Navy engineer claims he saw some of the types of ruins I am talking about, and they were in Antarctica. He went on to say there were other things there, like top secret military bases. Did you ever wonder why countries would put bases at such a forsaken place? Could there be reasons we are unaware of? I have talked about some of this before, but it is important. The Navy engineer had a very high clearance, and he knew another military pilot who told him he flew supplies to this top secret military base in Antarctica, and he was welcome to come along on the next flight since his clearance would allow it. The engineer said sure and went on the next trip to deliver cargo to the base. As they got near the base, radio communication was cut off. The engineer remarked about this, but the pilot told him it was interference. As they got nearer to the base, a huge pyramid came into view. Apparently, the Americans had discovered a pyramid in Antarctica. The age of it was unknown except for the fact it was truly ancient. The most incredible part of this was the pyramid was putting out power. As they got to the landing pad, they were met by armed men in black telling them to unload the plane and then leave, which they did. Were the pyramid's power stations, and was this one still working for some reason? That is one of the theories for the building of pyramids. If this is true, could it also be true the Great Pyramid is far older than about the 4,500 years claimed? This would mean it was not Egyptian at all, but built by some other society or even aliens. We have to remember it is one of the most precise builds ever created on Earth, so how could the ancient Egyptians have created it using just string and wooden sighting tools? Could Antarctica have contained an ancient civilization or civilizations? Perhaps there were alien bases there. The ice would have covered this up long ago. This makes one wonder about the pyramid. Perhaps it was discovered under the ice and dug out. Maybe part of it was sticking out through the ice and that was how it was found, or maybe its signal was picked up on sensitive equipment. This certainly is a mystery. It makes one wonder what else the ice sheets are hiding from us. Is there something under them which could completely change our technology? We talk about finding ancient technology on other planets, and yet there are still things here we haven't explored. We have no idea what is waiting to be discovered under the sea, sand or ice. We probably know less about Antarctica than any other continent. Even though this is true, there is an island off the Antarctic Peninsula which is said by many to be the most important fossil sites on Earth. It is called Seymour Island. The island shows there were many different environments over a long period of time in the region. Its soil shows the boundaries of the different time periods. On top of all that, it is one of the places richest in fossils. There is a place in the hills known as Marine Plain which has fossils of dolphins and whales from over 4 million years ago. There are also plenty of other fossils there. The dolphin fossils prove dolphins have changed since then. There is a map showing the continent of Antarctica, which is the oldest one to show the continent. There is a problem, however, and the problem is the map is from 1513. No one knew of the existence of this continent in those days. It is known as the Piri Reis map. No other maps of the continent appeared until hundreds of years later. Another problem is the map seems to be too accurate. Experts have debated this map since it was found in 1929 by Gustav Deismann, a German theologian who was working in Istanbul, Turkey. The map was drawn by a Turkish cartographer named Hagi Ahmed Muhyiddin Piri. He was also known as Piri Reis and had served in the Turkish Navy as an admiral. How did he know about Antarctica? If we check the history of the map, the admiral said he used many ancient maps up to a map by Christopher Columbus. He went on to say he used bits and pieces to create the Piri Reis map. This would mean Antarctica was discovered maybe thousands of years before. Given the state of ships in those days, it hardly seems possible. Antarctica is a very mysterious place. People claim to have found a wreck of a UFO on the ice there in a picture on Google Earth. This turned out not to be true, and what they were looking at was only a boulder which has slid across the ice. Hopefully, much more archaeology will be conducted at Antarctica.